13 and 12.
Ничего не пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Ничего не печатайте.
Radio Pattenbroek doen we ook vaak geluid.
Ja, precies. Ja, nee.
Zijn we een soort specialisme?
Ja, dat dacht ik al. Ja, ik zie het. Maar ja.
Dus jij kan geluid voortbrengen.
Ik kan geluid voortbrengen als je zou willen, inderdaad.
Als ik zou willen?
Ja.
Oh ja, zou iets, daar ontbreekt het niet.
Nee, precies. Maar,
geef hem drie woorden. Ja. Geef hem drie woorden en hij rolt er zoiets uit voor jou.
Ja, on the spot.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Die heb je al vaker gehad, denk ik.
Nou, we kunnen iets met 1, 2, 3 doen. Eén gedachte zijn twee zinnen tegelijkertijd. Waar de drie in vieren woorden komen ze terug bij vijf. Denk aan je zinnen, komt het bij zinning. Ziet dat de andere geluiden binnenkomen in je ziel. Totdat je valt en niet meer viel. En denk je aan je eigen gedachten, terwijl de andere gedachten dachten dat jouw gedachten dat dachten. Net als op de radio of een podcast. Ik stop in mijn woorden totdat het niet meer in mijn mond past. Ja. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Dankjewel. Hoe heet je eigenlijk?
Mike.
Dankjewel, Mike.
Mike.
Wat?
Mike Warners.
Warners, oké, dankjewel. Nou, dat was even een kort intermezzo. We kunnen er nog duizend van doen, maar dat gaan we nu even niet doen. Want we zijn op weg naar een nieuwe batterijlading. Want ik heb gehoord dat de stream gekaapt is.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hello. You're listening to Kamos Radio. Kamos Radio is a mobile and temporary radio station broadcasting live from Manta, Finland. Kamos Radio explores the manifold themes of winter nights, from local poetry, song and storytelling to international sound and radio art, with contributions from more than 30 sound artists and composers worldwide. Kamos Radio is a project by the Berlin sound artist Gabi Schaffner, facilitated by the Serlachius Residency Manta with support of the Goethe Institute in Munich. In collaboration with the artists Marold Langer Philipsen, Bratislava, and Open Radio.
The song of the happy squirrel. We have been listening to Evening Coffee Show. Actually, this is a rebroadcast from Night Gardening 3. And coffee assistant, very important. So have a coffee assistant for making evening coffee wherever you are to stay awake for the night. Nina Nokkonen and Helen Tine. The song of the happy squirrel is an important song, not just because it was written by Alexis Kivi. It's also a favorite song of mine, and the story of the song is that there's this orava, this squirrel, and it looks what is happening in the world, and everything that's happening is bad and saddening and causes tears and fights and anger and fear. So the orava, the squirrel, goes up into the tree, and there it sits, and it watches the tree moving in the wind with the branches and all the little twigs and the leaves attached to it. They sing. They tell of happiness and how the world could be if the world would be like a tree, maybe, in the wind, in one of these Finnish forests. There's lots and lots of more trees and probably mushrooms around. And the squirrel felt very happy. And that's what the story of the poem of the happy squirrel is about. We are here at Kamos Radio in the town of Manta. I'm Gabi Schaffner. And you can listen to us on dacharadio.de and on openradio/live.in. Now all my guests have left me. There have been quite a number of people. And I'm here alone in the studio at night with a paper factory in the background. And I would love to put the microphone out to you, but actually it's a bit cold outside. I might do so in the morning. As I have mentioned in the beginning, and also at some other point in time of this broadcast, there are many artists and composers who send their music and composition to Kamos Radio. So now I would like to play some of them. During the Poets' Hour, you have already heard three compositions by Elmo Holopainen, named Heptagonal Winter, Thor, and Snow. And I think we have also been listening to Jane Foley, Notes from the Edge of a Frozen Lake. That was a recording from the Ontario Lake. And also to Stories in Colors from Berlin. There was Michael Berg with A Last Dance Under the Moon. So I'm just studying my playlist and trying to find out. Yes, and there's this piece by Joost van Duppen, which I would really like to play. It's called Caesar Ulko. And let me look into my infos. Yeah. So he wrote, "Dear Gabby, Sophia, Marold, I was informed about your radio show. I'm very excited about the concept. I would be very happy to contribute with Siso Eko of my first solo EP that was released during Solstice, December 21, 2019. Kaamos draws on the story of the darkest period in Finland. It is a composition of field recordings combined with electronics. Siso Eko was recorded on the frozen Baltic Sea between the islands Siso Hato and Eko Hato at the end of the Kaamos period. The different shapes and holes in the ice together with the waving sea made a unique and rhythmic sound that will never be the same.
Thank you.
the theme of Camus, the theme of the Arctic night, of darkness where maybe no sun might follow, seems to have sparked up quite a bit of imagination among the musicians and composers worldwide. And here I am, and I'm very, very happy that the idea of Camus has even sparked the idea of an Arctic opera. The artist and composer Anna Claudia Postiglione, also known as La Claude, has sent me a piece with the title Valo Nucata. And she wrote to me, "Dear Gabi, long last I had my inspiration about Camus and made my opera about it. I felt astonished about this unique phenomena and tried to listen to it, really going deep and deep in my feelings, inasmuch I have never ever had such an experience. I am presenting an original and composed ad hoc work for the call." So this is La Claude with Valo Nucata. The Italian title is Si Addormenta la Luce, The Night Falls Asleep.
Thank you. e ricordare la luce negata dello sguardo che si fa largo nel bianco di questo luogo come un colore assoluto. In un tempo che sta per partire e arrivare allo zero, come emblema delle nostre cose, di noi, mortali, assoluti e vivi, dei mondi che immaginiamo. Quando il cielo scompare dalle nostre teste e la neve riempie il suono come fa un utero, si addormenta la luce, dicevano gli antichi, ma la lingua è rimasta intatta nella notte polare e dice dei sogni di altri noi che intessono lampi nel perduto immaginare. È come quando, per poter vedere, chiudiamo gli occhi e tutto appare.
Darkness seems to live in an absence and remember the night light of the gates that make its way through the white of this place like an absolute color. In a time that is about to leave and arrive at zero as an emblem of our things, of us, absolute and living mortals, of the world we imagine when the sky disappears from our heads and the snow feels the sound as a worm does. The light falls asleep, the ancients used to say, but the languages remain intact. The polar night and tells of the dreams of other us, that wave flashes the lost image. It's like when, in order to see, we close our eyes and everything appears.